All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, October 3rd of 2025. Looking ahead here, not a ton going on today. We had some trucks get going for NASCAR. I believe there was a little bit of soccer earlier today, some League of Legends, but no baseball today, no WNBA today, and then college football. We do have some college football later this afternoon, and then a full college football main slate tomorrow, and then NFL on Sunday. So should pick up getting into the weekend here. But for those of you who are new, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here tomorrow on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Snowman, what is going on? Nice to see you. All right. First question of the day. This one came in yesterday after the show. Did get back to the user so they could have it prior to the slate starting, because it was like a showdown specific question. But did want to cover it here for anybody else who might not be aware of how you can write these rules or might have a similar question and they haven't asked yet. So question is, showdown NFL. How to make a rule, if captain quarterback, then two pass catchers. Yeah, so you can actually do this fairly easy. So like if we go over to the upcoming, I think there's a showdown on Sunday early somewhere in Europe. I don't know where exactly it's at this time. All right, so we come in here, getting ready for the showdown. We go to rules, add new rule. We go to group, automatic. Okay, we go to change use to if at least one group by team, position captain, only check the quarterback spot, then use at least two. I'm going to remove question, move myself over here. So if at least one team quarterback who's a captain, then use at least two on the same team who are flex. And then I'm only going to choose, we're going to identify pass catchers as wide receivers and tight ends only for this example here. So I've written a rule. This will automatically work for both teams. I could actually see that where if I go to manual, it's going to save two different versions of this rule, basically one for the Vikings and then one for the Browns. I don't need to go in and do like a manual rule and, you know, pick Carson Wentz, and then on the other side, pick like his pass catchers, like Jefferson, Addison, etc. The builder will automatically do that for me. So like, watch, if I save this as manual, and then I click this drop down, I open this rule up. So it's saying if at least Dylan Gabriel captain, then use at least two, and then it goes and grabs all the tight ends, Njoku, Fannin, it's grabbing receivers, Judy. I don't even know who their other receivers are. I don't know if it's like Thrash or Whitehart or Corley or whatever, but it looks like we're getting everyone we want within that rule. And then it's doing the same thing for the Vikings as well, automatically, right? So rather than you having to sit here, click in, you know, 18 different players, right? You don't need to do that. It's automatically doing it for you. So you'll be all set there. But good rule to go over, good functionality to be aware of for any type of rules that you're considering like that, if then type rules. All right, next question. Could you possibly demonstrate a build where you would incorporate projection and ownership filters? Yeah, totally. So let's go back to the Sunday main slate. I don't think our lineup pool is actually going to matter for the sake of the demo. So I did run a build right before we got started. I ran a 5,000 lineup build. You know, we work in like percentages with this type of stuff, okay? So we'll cover it. So regardless of whether this is, you know, 500, 5,000, you know, normally, right, the idea between cutting out some of the lineups either via projection or either via ownership is to just kind of trim some lineups that we might not want to consider out of our pool to begin with, right? So common one I always talk about is like lower projected lineups, you know, their ROI or their EV or their, you know, viability is very, very impacted by the ownership projections being accurate, right? Because the builder thinks like, hey, whatever the ownership is whatever the ownership is, right? But we know that the ownership can vary, right? It's not always going to be exactly what we predict. So we want to be careful playing some of the lower projected lineups where their ROI or the expected value of the lineups might be fragile, where like if we have small differences in ownership, maybe the lineup isn't as viable as we thought it was previously, right? So just trying to get rid of like some of the lowest projected lineups so we don't have to even consider them is like something we've discussed here. So what I would do, right, is I would get rid of these from my pool. Reason I do it from my pool is because if I have multiple groups, right, they're all individually pulling lineups from this pool section, okay? They're grabbing the lineups and they're bringing it into each group. Now, if I only filter from a group, it's going to remove those lineups from consideration within that group, but then the lineups will still be able to be considered for other groups, right? So if we get rid of it on the pool level, then those lineups aren't available for any group to grab from, okay? So normally, right, what we talk about is turning on a filter, show lineups with projection greater than X, right? In this example, we're using 128, right? Now, what we're trying to do here is just trying, I recommend like trying to filter out 10 to 20% of like the lowest lineups or lowest projected or highest owned or whatever, you know, logic you're going with here, right? So I filter this out. For 5,000, it would be between 500 and 1,000 lineups. For 500 lineups, it would be between 50 and 100 lineups, right? You just want to see that 10 to 20% decrease, right? So here, this number, this 128 number, gets me right about at 20%, okay? If this were a 500 pool, you know, you'd be looking for your pool to have about 400 and your trash to have about 100, right? So that's like the main difference. If you're going to use more than one filter at a time, I would recommend setting them up individually and then putting them on together. So like now I'm going to do an ownership one where I say show lineups with ownership less than X. And I don't know, I'm going to make up a number like 175. I'm going to rename it, call this Summon, save, projection. Actually, let's turn this off. We're not ready for that. All right. So we're going to analyze the sum ownership one by itself, right? So here it's not having that big of an impact. It's only getting rid of 73 lineups. So we're going to lower this number. And now we're getting rid of about 800, right? Which is the equivalent of like 80 lineups. So that's right within our 10 to 20% range. So that's good, right? The reason we want to analyze these individually is because sometimes there could be overlap, right? If I turn both of them on and for whatever reason, you know, one of them was getting rid of 1,000, one of them was getting rid of 800. Well, the trash might end up being 1,500 or something like that. Well, why is that? It's because both filters would have trashed some amount of the same lineups. So when there's overlap, you can't always analyze the filters properly. So it's better to analyze them one at a time and then put them on all at the same time afterwards. So that's what I would be doing there. All right, next question. Whenever I do contest flashback on NFL main slate for 150 lineups, my sim ROI is about 10 to 15 to 19%. However, the top 20 sim ROIs are 40% and up. Other than increasing min salary, projection filter, what are ways I can increase my sim ROI? Good question. So these are definitely good things to focus on, right? Min salary, projection, dupes, things like that, right? If you're trying to get more granular, right? I think what you need to do is like study some of the top lineups and see what they're doing, right? Hey, are they stacking bigger than you? Right? There's the correlation component of the lineups as well, right? What do those stacks look like? Who did they play, right? So, like, for instance, if we go back to, like, Sunday. And then we are going to go to just a decent size contest. I don't want to look at anything too large. Well, look at this $5 flea flicker. Okay, this looks okay. 71,000 entries. Shouldn't take too long to load. And we're just waiting for the lineups to pull in here. Sometimes you get this message. Normally, if you just wait, it will load. Okay, cool. So it loads here. It's actually not done completely. Wait. Okay, while this finishes loading, I want to read this one because I actually have something I think might be happening here. Tried entering a CSV and got the message, failed to validate field entries list schema, failed to validate field lineup list schema, value for field ID does not match reg. Never mind on my CSV issue. I think there are three places you can get CSV thinking it's the correct one. Just a UX thing, no big deal. Okay, so just one quick note on this. When you do this, right? So first off, you want to use the save all button in the build that you're in. And then you want to download the file after saving from this section in the top left corner. It'll be lit up green when it's ready. It'll say download entry file. Your file should start with the words entries dot 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 whatever. If it starts with lineups, it's the wrong file. The entries one has information about the contest to match them. The lineups only has the raw lineups. That's number one. Number two is, I know FanDuel for sure does this. I don't know about DraftKings. If you have not filled all of your entries, like if you have 100 entries and you fill 99 and one of those entries is blank, FanDuel will reject the file. So the other thing to do would be to open the file, scroll through and see if there are any blank rows. If there are any blank rows, the easiest thing would be to just copy a lineup and drop it into that one just so you can get your file uploaded. But the other thing is, like, maybe an entry wasn't filled for whatever reason. That would be the other thing to check. But if you do those things, you're having trouble, best thing to do, come up here to the top right, go to report a problem, let our team know what you're experiencing, or you can also write in via the question mark up here, and our team will get back to you to assist. But those are the big things that come to mind with regards to that. All right, back to this question about flashback ROI. All right, so like, say you come in here, right? And these are finally loaded. Let's say I'm, you know, 150 maxing this and we're sorting by sim ROI. And, you know, some of the top sim ROI, some are above like 40%. Maybe I'm a little lower here around like 15 to 20%. And I'm like, you know what? I'm using a lot of salary. My average score is like pretty good. You know, what am I doing wrong and how can I get better, right? What I think you need to do in that scenario is like come up here to the top people and like really get granular with their lineups and comparing them to yours, right? So like I'm going to look at Papa Gates, known like pro. Okay, we filter for him. It's going to show only his lineups. So what I would probably do is start with like their stacking, right? Okay, what kind of stacks are they running? Okay, look, their top three out of their top four stack exposures are a QB plus at least two players from the same game, right? QB plus two with their bring back, QB plus two, some QB plus ones, and then QB plus threes, right? And then if we go even lower, there's a lot of players, at least two from a game, at least, or three from a game, four from a game. I'm just noting here, right? There's a lot of big stacks, right? Look at all these 2-2s, 4-1s, 4s, 3-1s, 1-2s, 1-1s. There's 17% of the lineups are a QB plus one. and all the other ones are like stacking at a much higher rate. Maybe your highest stacks are QB plus ones and QB plus one ones or something like that, right? Well, this tells me that they're banking a lot more on correlation, right? Maybe you're not. Maybe, you know, you come in here, you look at how they handled some of the chalky spots, right? I like to come in here and sort by ownership. Hey, what did they do? Wow, he was way under the field on Puka Nacua. It obviously didn't work out for him, but it's a pretty interesting stamp, right? Christian McCaffrey, way under as well. So, you know, but then they got 2x exposure on Jacoby Myers, you know, way over the field on Chris Olave, right? How did I handle some of these situations? Where did they have the most leverage? You know, coming in sort of by leverage, what players did they take the biggest stands on? You know, and see if you could kind of like reverse engineer it a little bit as to try and figure out, hey, why am I seeing that? Another thing that you can do is, I think this is actually a really good one too. So let's say I'm lower down on the list, right? And we're going to unfilter here. Okay. Try that again. Okay, unfilter, right? I go down. Maybe my name is Inverted Cheese, right? Okay, I go in, I filter for myself. I go to the leaderboard. Maybe I go to expanded view. And maybe I want to compare, I actually want to look at my own lineups and figure out what is different between my positive ROI lineups and my negative ROI lineups. Like, what am I actually seeing in my own lineups that is causing them to be either positive or negative, right? And I, you know, I'm going to scroll through here, try and find a lineup that like doesn't grade out particularly well. And this one seems okay, -18.9%. Okay, so what am I seeing here? Okay, well, it's well stacked, right? It's a 2-2, uses max salary, 137 projection, 159 ownership, you know, has like Hampton, McCaffrey, Puka, has like a lot of the chalky plays here. Okay. Maybe I go and compare it to like a lineup that did really well. Okay. So then, okay, maybe I just compare it to this top one, right? All right. So this one's positive 16.9. So kind of like the opposite, right? Negative 18 on the bottom, positive 16 on top. You know, the biggest thing that I see between these two, they both use max salary. This is actually a QB plus zero, which is super interesting, right? Now this is like not even a stacked lineup. The biggest thing I see is that this bottom one is projected 7 points lower than the top one is. So like, even though this one has more correlation components, it's just not projecting well enough to outdo the correlation and other components of like low owned pieces aren't good enough to outweigh the low projection in this instance. Right. But like this, you know, 144 is just almost just better to play in this regard. Right. Like that would like almost be my takeaway from looking at this, right? Like you're trying to make it make sense, you know, is what I'm trying to do. Like the builder's not going to tell you why it's negative ROI. You kind of have to dig a little. In this instance, right? We go down. Okay, another one, right? Negative 25%. Kind of similar. Big stack, max salary, but 135 projections. So like these lineups that 135, 137, they're just not projected well enough. And then I come up here, right? Positive 52. Max salary, only a QB plus one, but a 145. So like these 144s, 145s are grading out so much better than the 135s, the 137s, right? So like, maybe a projection filter would actually be good for like this type of user. So sometimes you got to get super granular and like look at the lineups that are dragging your portfolio down to figure out how do I avoid that type of lineup? Because when you get rid of the worst lineups, you're just raising your floor. So you're not trying to build higher. I'm not shooting for higher sim ROI lineups. I'm trying to get rid of the lowest, which just ultimately ends up raising me up, right? So that's one way I would go about this. All right, next question. How do I get less running backs and tight ends in the same lineup, MME? So you could set a rule like this, right? I could go in. I got to go back to a build. I go to rules, add new rule. I could say, hey, use no more than one group by team, and I could do running backs and tight ends. Right. This would make sure that I only get one running back or one tight end from the team and that they're never played together. It's really hard to do percentages. You know, rules work all or none, zero or 100%. So I would consider a rule like this and just try and figure out what side of the spectrum you want to be on. Sounds like you want to be closer to zero. So it might just be better to go all the way. Okay, this is Jimmy from the question with the ROI. So we talked about getting more granular, so that's for sure good. Sammy said, I like sometimes to use exclamation lineup per all my single entries, but notice, or maybe one, I think it's supposed to be one. I like to use one lineup per all my single entries, but notice when I change it to one and let it contest sim and diversification. I've noticed after I upload one lineup does not go to the selected reserved contest. It seems the ROI takes forever. And random entered, what is going on? Thanks. Okay, this sounds a little bit more troubleshooty, kind of something's like going wrong. You know, those questions are like really hard for me to answer here on the show without like spending time looking at it. Reporting a problem is the best option. You know, information about like session and logs and things like that, all kind of technical stuff goes to our team. They can dissect it, analyze it, and get back to you with like a good response. So they can also show you like best practices as well. So I would do that, but I'm unfortunately not going to be able to help you out too much here. All right, Nick said, does SaberSim sim the NCAA football and NFL slates to come up with the projections? If not, where are the projections calculated on your end? So the answer is yes. We do run play-by-play sims for both sports. Our models are different, but we have the same team of data scientists who run them. And so I think there's, you know, some similarities in some of the construction and things like that and some of the logic that goes in. But yes, we are simming them. We do understand Vegas lines and we take those into account. And, you know, we use those things to try and help make our model better and more accurate because those, you know, markets with lots of money coming in on them are not to be ignored. And, you know, there's sharp money there. So we try and take into account as much viable, good information as we can to put out the best projections possible. But yes, we are simming those and they are coming completely in-house. All right. I think we are all set here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back early tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.